Well, here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, we do a little bit of the talking, and we hope that you will do some too, some sharing from your heart, from your life, what's going on. Debbie, we're going to talk today with people about vacations, and if you've already taken your summer vacation, how did that go? What restrictions were placed upon you? How is it different from past years? And Debbie, especially, I think a lot of people probably still have their vacations planned ahead of them for the future, and well, will they be able to go? I mean, that's the question. So we're asking people about this today on the program.
Vacation. Is that even in the dictionary anymore?
What does that mean?
What does a vacation mean? That's what we want to ask our listeners today. So please weigh in and share how creative you have gotten with taking that much needed rest and relaxation time for you and your family. How have you done it during the COVID-19, the pandemic? Are you just pulling out the pictures and looking at memories of the time when you went to Rome or Israel or, going to Mexico or Canada? Are you taking out pictures and just saying, kids, remember when we went on this vacation? Well, this isn't going to happen anytime soon. So how are you getting that creative time to get away? Are you doing it virtually? Are you just tuning in to different documentaries and stuff and kind of virtually, going on these places and learning about different areas of the world by just watching on your computer screen or on TV? You know, so many ways to be thinking about this, but let's talk about it. How are you making for that vacation time or preparing for that vacation time or even thinking about it or dreaming about vacations during this COVID-19 and what's happened with 2020, the whole year? I mean, let's face it, many states are shut down again. The state that I live in, Arizona, has been shut down. The bars and the gyms and everything, restrictions have now been put upon them again. And I don't know how that's going to make them survive. So we have to pray for everybody who has these small businesses and middle-sized businesses. But please, let's talk about vacations today at 833-288-3986.
Possibly you had a cruise planned, and that may be something you're going to have to postpone until the next postponement. Maybe a pilgrimage. A lot of people go on pilgrimages to Catholic sites and other places, and maybe that's had to be suspended for you or postponed or whatever. Maybe you got it in already before the spikes that we're seeing in the cases of coronavirus and things starting to kind of shut down again. So how do you feel about all this? You are the ones who drive the program. Something that you say today is going to inspire, educate, and uplift others at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
My grandmother, God rest her soul, she always wanted to get back to Sicily, and she, you know, never made it back there. When she came over as a small child, I think she was like 2 years old when her parents brought her over to America. And we used to say to her all the time, we used to say, Grandma, do you want to go back to Sicily? She goes, I do. She used to watch things about Italy and Sicily on TV, and she would literally just remember everything that her parents told her about what it looked like, you know, the village where she grew up and everything. And it's kind of interesting. So she virtually did it back then, a long, long time ago. But now we are sort of forced to do that now, right, Jerry? Mm-hmm. Because it's really hard to plan a vacation when you can't even go to your local restaurant or gym or anything else. And you're pretty much stuck in your immediate neighborhood. So it's very hard to plan a vacation somewhere else, let alone, you know, overseas, ways away. I can't even imagine people that had vacations planned for like Australia and stuff. I don't know when they're going to be able to be taking those vacations. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah, well, and if the if the stay-at-home shelter-in-place rules become very restrictive again, your vacation could turn into a staycation. So what are you going to do if that happens? You know, maybe you've got kids and you are planning to take them to a really fun place or a beautiful place or what have you, and that may not be able to happen. But you still want to do something for your kids, you know, get right. Creative and give them that, you know, a little bit of a reward. The family vacation is kind of like a reward for everybody. In fact, Debbie, a lot of people might be wondering, you know, what is taking a vacation have to do with our faith? Well, I would point out to everybody, a book that I read in college, you may have read it as well, Leisure, the Basis of Culture by Joseph Pieper. And there's a review, a quick little blurb on the website here on the internet that I want to read to let people have sort of a snapshot of this. One of the most important philosophy titles published in the 20th century, Joseph Pieper's Leisure, the Basis of Culture, is more significant, even more crucial today than it was when it first appeared 50 years ago. Pieper shows that the Greeks understood and valued leisure, as did the medieval Europeans. He points out that religion can be born only in leisure, a leisure that allows time for the contemplation of the nature of God. So this is very woven into our faith today.
That's vital. It really is. And so we want to hear from you. Think about it for a minute and share with the world right now how creative you have gotten about trying to create that vacation time for you and your family. Call in and share, 833-288-3986. It's essential, Jerry. It really is. And so it's good that we're talking about it and weaving it into our faith life. You can also text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put your first name in, how you are listening, and your question or comment. And data rates may apply. Just know that, please. You can also email us, take2@EWTN.com, or we're waving to you right now on YouTube. YouTube or Facebook. Leave your comments there. We want to hear from you. We need the Take Two family. Calling all Take Two family members. We need to hear from you.
Yeah, another thought that you might want to share is when you have taken vacations in the past or are going to this year, are you able to make it leisure, or do you take that laptop along and you're checking your work emails and I got to work on this project a little bit here, or somebody needs these documents from me here. Nothing wrong with that, but we really do want to try, Debbie, when we're on vacation, sort of step back away from the obligations of life and enjoy that leisure, because like Pieper's book says, that is what enables us to contemplate the beauty, the nature of God, and that is so important. He basically says leisure is the foundation for any culture. If it's not, that culture is going to be disordered in some way.
So true. You got to remove those distractions, those things that keep us off focus of God. You got to remove those. I completely agree. I say everybody should leave their phones and laptops at home, at least for a couple hours if you're just doing a quick turnaround vacation. Well, that's the question we're asking today on Take Two. Are you able to vacation this summer? Please weigh in. Like Maureen and Shelley and the others, they're waiting to share their experience of this during this incredible year of the pandemic. Can you believe it? Stay with us.
We are talking about vacations here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on this Tuesday. And what about vacations? Well, with everything going on in the world, the craziness, the shutdowns, the pandemic, the stay at home, the testing, the social distancing, the mask wearing, all of that, are you still going to try to squeeze in a vacation? You probably had this planned long before the pandemic came along. Now you may be wondering what to do, or maybe you've already gotten away for a few days. Tell us what that experience was like, or if you're having to sort of just recreate your vacation from scratch or from the ground up, what's it going to look like now? 833-288-3986, and also the Sunrise Morning Show, if you want to tune in early in the morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio, Monday through Friday. It's the Sunrise Morning Show with Anna Mitchell and Matt Swain. They start your day with news and interviews with a Catholic perspective. Sunrise Morning Show, weekdays 6 a.m. Eastern on most of these same EWTN stations.
They do a fabulous job, the Sunrise Morning Show. Really great way to start out your day. I just wanted to share, Jerry, that real quickly before we get to the phones, please call in if you have something to say about taking a vacation during this time and what it means for your family, 833-288-3986. And off air, I was just sharing with our producer, Michael Birchfield and Jerry, that I used the word incredible 2020, the year 2020. And I was referring to it being incredible as it really impossible to believe, you know, it's difficult to believe. Do you feel like we're just taking a page out of a sci-fi movie? I mean, it is just really bizarre. Is anyone else feeling that way? Especially when it comes to making plans for your family, it's all changed. Everything has changed literally overnight. this is, we're living through a time that is, that really can tell a lot about people and where our heads and hearts are at. So very interesting. So weigh in on that, 833-288-3986. And as promised, Maureen is first up in Cypress, Texas on Sirius XM 130. A first time caller, you get our virtual bell. Hi, Maureen. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi.
So tell us, yeah, what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, well, we have, my husband and I are senior citizens, and we have compromised immune systems, so we've been staying at home ever since the beginning of March. And we have a family business that our boys run, and we just decided that we were going to take a vacation with one of our sons and their two children, because they're the youngest and they really haven't had a lot of time with their grandparents because of their birth order and like that. So we took a vacation. We didn't think we'd ever be able to get a reservation, but we were able to. We rented a condo right on the ocean down at Padre Island in Texas, and we spent a lot of time just talking and chatting and sitting looking at the ocean. Everybody on the beach was separated and 6 feet apart. Many people wore masks. And then we had dinner together, all our meals together. And the youngest one always said grace, said beautiful prayers. And it was just a really nice time to create a memory. It was also my husband's birthday and the 10-year-old, the youngest one's birthday. So we celebrated those two. We went out to dinner one night in a restaurant. We all wore masks, and you had to wait outside till your name was called. And then they had the tables separate. And it was just a very enjoyable time. So I'm glad we did it. I was a little bit hesitant, and I thought, oh, I don't feel like packing and doing all that. But it was so well worth the effort. My granddaughter just loves sitting and talking with her grandmother. And so you learn a lot of things about what your grandchildren like and don't like and enjoy. And she expressed how she felt so cooped up since March when their school closed and they had to do all their classes online. But she explained to me that there were many, many pros to that. And she told me what they were and what the negatives were. And it was just a great time. And I think we created a lot of nice memories. We took a lot of great pictures. And we just stayed right on the condo and on the beach. And my son took my husband, who's in a wheelchair, to the docks. And he fished one day with his grandson. So it was very nice. And most people all had masks on. But once you get used to it, it's no big deal. So we were just grateful to God at the end of the visit and little time. And my grandson prayed and thanked God for all the time we had together, that we had a safe trip there and safe trip back, and that we nobody got sick. My husband didn't get sick or have any problems.
Thank God for that.
So that's that.
Well, Maureen, thank you for calling and sharing this. It sounds like you had a beautiful experience in the midst of what could be a very stress-filled time. I can imagine that there are some people who were at that place where you were, you know, hesitant. You were thinking, well, do we pack? Do we go on this trip? And you did. And one of the beautiful things about it was the family bonding that took place between all of you. And you mentioned the pictures and the memories. And I know a lot of times families that are on vacation, the pictures will be of, you know, Junior who's up on the Ferris wheel, you know, from 80 feet away, or, you know, running in this direction, or, you know, whitewatering down the river or something. And those are great. But I imagine you got a lot of pictures with the grandkids on your lap, holding them, squeezing them. You got to share grandparent wisdom with them. And I can just see the beautiful sight of your son taking your husband in a wheelchair to go fishing. That just really touches my heart. So I'm so glad that you had a great time. And I think you're blessed and fortunate that you got that out of the way, because it looks like people who have vacations, Debbie, coming up in the near or distant future may have a more difficult time than Maureen and her family did.
Well, absolutely. And I was just thinking and praising God, saying, thank you, God, that you all were safe, you and your husband, Maureen, that you came back and there was no problems with that. So that is wonderful. Praise be to God on that. But I was thinking about all the memories that you have created. They're going to last a lifetime. And I'm so happy for you and your grandkids. I mean, that is just incredible. So, wow. You know, you're blessed. You're blessed that you had that opportunity. And I'm sure you know that. That's why you're sharing with us today, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And my son, he went and rented, well, actually it wasn't for rent. It was for free for handicapped people, a big wheelchair that's on huge tires. And it actually went right into the Gulf. But wow. We didn't let him go in far. But it's great for somebody confined to a wheelchair. He had his bathing suit on, and the water just ran over the tops of his legs. And, oh, it was mm-hmm. so it was
refreshing.
Just exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very refreshing and beautiful. Yes. Wow. Well, God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us today. I mean, you're blessed. You have a beautiful family, and we hope you get to do some more vacationing, because it is important to create those memories. They last forever. And Jerry, I got a question for you. Do you have any memories of, I never asked you this, do you have any memories of vacationing when you were a kid?
I do, yeah. We grew up in Washington State, and one year some friends of ours, parents and their kids, of course, took, I think, my sister and me to Disneyland. So we drove all the way down Interstate 5 along the west coast of the U.S. and went to Disneyland. That's one thing that really sticks out that I remember.
Oh, that's so sweet. Did you get, like, the Mickey Mouse ears and everything?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so thank you again, Maureen. We want to hear from some more of our Take Two family. Please call in and share about what your thoughts are on vacationing this year. You know, are you even, did you just take that off the table? Did you just say to your kids, you know, we're just going to revisit this in 2021, kids. We're not even going to think about it. We want to hear all angles of this. That's how we get to a real in-depth discussion on the topics that we put forth. And we only do that if you step up and share your experience, your wisdom, your takes on things. So here's the number, 833-288-3986.
All right, we stay in the great state of Texas, thanking Maureen again, and we go to Shelley, who is in Frisco, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network, and another first-time caller. Hi, Shelley. Good to have you with us on Take Two. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing pretty well. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
Well,
so tell us.
I am fixing to get on a plane in 2 weeks, and we're going to go up to the Great Northeast, visit some friends up there, and hit Pennsylvania. And I thought I was going to hit some friends in New Jersey, but they got a little bit scared when this thing went real red hot over there. So they said, no, just stay on the PA side. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go fishing and hunting. Well, not hunting. We're going to go hiking and do a lot of outdoor stuff.
Wow. Now, Shelley, let me ask you a question, because in where I live in Arizona, they said that if we were to fly back east to New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, we had to stay there for 2 weeks. Is that true for you as well, coming from Texas?
They had that moratorium on there, but the governor went ahead and repealed that when he opened everything up. And as of last night, when I checked the website, they hadn't put it back in place. So I guess I'm good to go. But, you know, honestly, I don't know how they would go ahead and, like, tell that you're doing that. I mean, what are they going to do? Send somebody from the airport to your house and sit on you for 2 weeks?
Right. Right. I know. I was kind of wondering how they were going to enforce that. And I guess they're just, it's the honor system, I guess. I don't know. But I thought that's really interesting, because, you know, to fly from, you know, Texas to Pennsylvania, that's a long plane flight. Same with us, and Jerry's in California. I'm in Arizona. And that would be tough if you just were planning on going there for 5 days or a week, and then all of a sudden you found out you had to stay an additional week. That could be quite costly. It could take a lot of time. So, and a lot of effort to do that. So I don't know how they would do it, but we hope that your trip is very smooth and you enjoy that relaxing time and get into maybe some cool weather there. And I think it's beautiful. I love vacationing because it does let you hit the reset button. Would you agree with that, Shelley?
Yes, ma'am. I certainly do think that that's exactly what's going to happen. And I really do like the idea that we're going to be spending a whole lot of time in the great outdoors.
Yep.
Gets me out of the city.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's beautiful. I just traveled by plane the other day for the first time in many, many months, and it was everything was pretty much like normal, except just having to wear the mask on the plane for the whole flights. But in airports, some people had masks on, some did not. I know these rules are changing almost in flux day by day, so you have to really stay on top of all of that. But it felt really good. You know, I used to fly all the time, and I got sick of it. Now, this time, I said, I can't wait to fly again, because you know, Shelley and Debbie, there was this feeling, a little bit of a feeling of freedom, you know, this release, like, you know, I'm out of the house and going somewhere other than to the grocery store and back home, you know, so it was really, really a blessed time. So I echo what Debbie said. I hope you have just a wonderful time and that the rules don't get too strict before you take that trip. I hope that it goes great, Shelley.
Well, you know, I figure it this way. I'm pretty sure that God does not want us to play in the middle of traffic, so I'm not going to be doing anything that's going to, like, put myself at risk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing everything that I can to go ahead and protect myself. But the bottom line is that if he wants to call me home, he can do it with COVID. He can do it with a bad accident. My plane could fall out of the air. If he wants to call me home, he's just going to do it. Doesn't matter how.
Right. Right. Well, and I just have to say something about that, Shelley, because I've often thought about that. You know, yeah, I'm sure we all do that. We think about, well, what's it going to feel like? Are we going to be in a hospital bed when God calls us home? Are we going to be, you know, in our home doing something and all of a sudden, boom, we end up, expiring and God takes us home? I've often thought, you know, if I'm going to be called home, Shelley, I want to be called home out in nature doing something like a hike or something like that. That would be pretty incredible. So that wouldn't be so bad for me. That would actually bring me a little bit of peace. What do you think, Shelley?
I think that's a great idea, but I sure as hell hope that there's no bear involved in the whole exit strategy.
True. That is very true.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That would not be fun. Mm-hmm. What do they say you're supposed to do if you encounter a bear? Get really big, you know, make yourself really big and make a lot of noise or something?
Really?
I don't know. I hope I don't ever find out if that works or not. Huh? Go ahead.
Well, I have heard that, but I have also had a friend of mine up in Alaska who actually did encounter one of those things. He was sleeping outside in nature, and the bear came up and slept right next to him, and he woke up and said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? And he just was very, very quiet.
Mm-hmm. You learn to tiptoe fast.
Goodness.
Quiet like a mouse until that bear just decided that he wanted to get up and move himself.
Well, whatever you do, you wouldn't say to the bear, you're hugging the covers, right? you wouldn't say that. You would just like kind of sneak away. I get it. That's hilarious. Shelley, thank you so much for gracing this conversation. You put smiles on our faces, and I know you did for the rest of the Take Two family. So God bless you. Have a beautiful, beautiful vacation. Maybe check back in with us and let us know how it went in Pennsylvania. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank
Appreciate
you. And bless y'all.
Bless you, too. 833-288-3986. That phone line is now available, and we've got Dorothy next and Michael and the others. We do have social media comments that we receive on this broadcast as well. You can go to the EWTN Catholic Radio YouTube channel or Facebook page. And there, Debbie Zola says, hello, Jerry and Debbie. We went to the Holy Land in 2018, and we're now reliving that trip every Sunday evening while watching Steve Ray's Footprints of God series. Mm-hmm. It helps us to remember. So for those, Steve and so many other people have done great resources, Debbie, for really, I would say probably the majority of people who don't get a chance to go to places like the Holy Land in their lives.
That is so true. Do you remember when we were on pilgrimage with him and he had his iPhone out or something and he was taking the videos and we said, Steve, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to be posting this in 2 minutes on the internet for everybody to see you on pilgrimage.
Yeah.
We weren't even aware he was doing that.
No, he's really good. You can take lots of videos, edit them right on the phone, and he's great about that, or the real-time updates of his pilgrims in the Holy Land and elsewhere. All right, 833-288-3986, talking about, are you going to be able to take a real vacation this year, or have you already? Let us know how it went.
Are you able to take a summer vacation? We want to hear from you at 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. You'll speak to Ryan. He's delightful to talk to. He'll chat with you for a few minutes, put you on hold. You get to listen live, and then you get to share with the world. It's your platform to share your summer vacation plans. Real quickly, I just wanted to draw your attention to the fact that we are starting our new book. Gigi Just, our facilitator for Inspired by Faith Book Club, we have over 200 members, and it's growing each and every day. And Gigi just sent me the message. She said, okay, it's official. You can announce it. So we are for July. It's Jimmy Akin's book. You can find it on EWTNRC.com. And the name of the book is The Bible is a Catholic Book. Excellent, by Jimmy Akin. We're going to be tackling it in July, and you can find it on EWTNRC.com. Pick up your book quickly and join us on Inspired by Faith. You can just join us at the Facebook group, or you can go to standtalltoday.com, hit the book club tab, and you can find your way to the book club. I love the book club. I'm learning, Jerry.
Oh, I love all the people in the book club, and Gigi does a fantastic job of facilitating that. It's more than a book club. It's kind of become a fellowship, online Facebook fellowship page as well. So please look for it, Inspired by Faith Book Club on Facebook, and feel free to join. We'd love to have you. Michael, hang on just a second here. We also want to mention on Friday, we are going to have a pre-recorded broadcast, because Friday is a holiday, a holiday being observed, because Independence Day is on Saturday the 4th. And Debbie and I have recorded a program with Bill Federer. He is a world-famous speaker and author, and he's published articles and books. And Debbie, we're going to be talking with him on Friday. We already did, in fact. I really want to make sure that people listen to this broadcast, because we look at a lot of the chaos in our country and around the world right now, and he actually helps to make sense of what is going on.
Unbelievable, the what we talked about. Everybody needs to tune in for that special broadcast on July 3rd, right before Independence Day. Amazing. I learned so much. I can't wait to have him back, Jerry. He's going to be doing a talk on with us on brave women in history. That's going to be exciting, huh?
Absolutely. Okay, so that's coming up on Friday, but for right now we're talking about vacations with Michael in Mishawaka, Indiana, listening on the Station of the Cross, and a first-time caller. Michael, we're so glad that you listened and decided to give us a call. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on with you. Hello, Jerry and Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, so before all the virus, all the other things being equal, my wife and I would be in Rome right now visiting our son. And that obviously got postponed. And now the new plan, tentatively, is to go at Christmas time. So I'm hoping that this was providence and that we were meant to be there at Christmas time and receive even more blessings being in that eternal city.
Yeah. I've been to Rome a couple times, and it's absolutely beautiful. This time of year, it can get getting into kind of the warm, muggy time of the year, if I understand that right. But I can just imagine being there at Christmas. But I have to ask you, Michael, you mentioned, and this is maybe nothing you want to share, but I was wondering what your son is doing there, because the minute you said that, I thought maybe he's a seminarian studying over in Rome.
Well, in fact, he is a seminarian for the Archdiocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend.
Beautiful.
That was his first year, and he is planning on going back. He was called home, or he would have been there, or some other summer assignment. But his plan is to go back in mid-August, and this will be first time for my wife and I to be out of the country. We had to go through the passport process, and that was exciting, and we were very excited to make this trip to Rome and spend some time with our son. And it would have been hot, so maybe that's all going to work out.
Michael, I had a little bit of a a bad connection and I couldn't hear, but I did catch the part that you said your son is a seminarian. Jerry had asked you that. And I don't know if Jerry, are you able, Michael, to give us your son's first name? We keep a prayer book, and we especially pray for those who are pursuing a vocation in the priesthood and religious life. And I know the Take Two family would love to continue to hold your son up in prayer.
It's Zane, Z-A-N-E.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Congratulations. I mean, what an amazing, wow. It's just, that's a beautiful thing. So, actually, before we let you go, can I just ask you a personal question about your family, if I can?
Sure.
Could you share anything about what surrounded your son, the environment that your son was exposed to, that encouraged and supported him in this vocation? There's a lot of talk of, what to do to foster vocations in our homes. And I was wondering if you could share anything with our listeners.
I don't think that there was anything.
I think we might have lost the connection, Church. Michael. There he is. Okay, we lost you just for a second there, Michael. Rewind a few seconds if you can.
Okay, I said there wasn't anything special in our home that I can recall. There was a time where I was away from the church and the kids were in Catholic schools, and I decided that I had to step it up if I was going to justify that I wanted to be a faithful person. But really, it was on him. He was just always a very mature, faithful young man. We had an excellent Antioch youth group here in our area in Mishawaka that he got, his older brother was first involved in, and then Zane, and that had a big influence on him. He went to college, got a bachelor's degree in speech therapy, did a year of graduate school in Cincinnati. Was able to spend a lot of time with my mom, who was a big influence on him. That was his discernment year. And before he finished graduate school, he decided to enter seminary, and it's been a blessing for all of us. He's my hero. He's been an inspiration to me, ever since, even in grade school and high school. I would tell people, he's the best person I know, even at that young age. So I don't want to take a lot of credit. I give his mom a lot more credit, of being an influence, but, he was just always, close to the Lord, and this was his calling.
Yeah. Well, I think I can toss in something else that might have been influential in that diocese, and that is the diocese. I mean, the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend. I have much, much experience there, Michael, having been to Fort Wayne and South Bend many, many times to host on-air share-a-thons for Redeemer Radio. And the priests come in. Mm-hmm. They support Catholic radio so well. They are always encouraging young men and women to pursue priestly and religious vocations. I went on the diocese's website here as you were talking. There are 27 men, including Zane, studying for the priesthood, and they just have had, you've been very, very blessed with leadership, Bishop Kevin Rhodes right now and John Darcy before him. So, when there's a fertile ground like that in a diocese and it starts at the top and people are always, families are encouraging their kids to consider these vocations, then it's going to happen. God's grace is going to provide for that. So we can assure you, Michael, of our prayers for Zane and for all of you. And if it be God's will that perhaps you get to go to Rome again in a few years for a diaconate or a priestly ordination, if that's where it takes place. And we do hope that you get your trip there this Christmas. Okay, Michael?
Here, you are surrounded about this area. It is a very faithful area. And I had the pleasure of hearing Bishop Darcy in meeting with him, hearing him speak several times, and Bishop Rhodes is also just an excellent shepherd for our diocese, certainly. And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're very welcome. Deb, you got any last?
No, we feel so honored and wow that you would call in and share your story, and then we got to get to know your son and you know his discernment and his vocation to the priesthood. Thank you so much for sharing your family with us. It means the world to us, Michael, and it gets us even closer to our priests, and that's an important thing, you know, to pray for our priests, pray for vocations, and then to get to know our priests and their families. I think it's a wonderful thing. So thank you for that.
I don't embarrass him, but I love talking about him.
I bet you do.
That's okay.
Yeah.
He is.
God bless you. Keep up the good work.
God bless you too, Michael. Thank you. What a great gift. What a great gift. I know it's not necessarily our topic today, Debbie, but neither you nor I can resist the opportunity to talk about priestly and religious vocations when the opportunity comes up. And mm-hmm. I can just imagine being the parent of a man, young man, who is discerning priesthood and actually goes on to ordination or a man or a woman into religious life. I remember when I let my mother know that I was going to go to college to be a college seminarian because I didn't have college yet. So mm-hmm. that's where I had to start out in my pursuit of the priesthood. I spent 6 years in formation. She just wept, you know, she sobbed because mm-hmm. she had a brother who's a priest and she just knows how important the priesthood is. So I know, Debbie, you and I, you would join me in encouraging all of our listeners, please, please help your children be open to that, because we need holy priestly and religious vocations now more than ever.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. And that's why I asked Michael the question of the environment that Zane grew up in. And, you know, I was listening to Michael's wonderful call, and it's just so beautiful. You can tell how proud he is as a dad, and his son is walking that beautiful walk to be a shepherd, to help all of us get to heaven. And then I think of, you know, Jerry, and you and I have a lot of clients that we work with in coaching. And how many times have you heard it, Jerry? I've heard it so many times. I mean, too many to even keep track of, where I'll be talking with somebody and working with somebody and they'll say, oh, I want to tell you about my son. He's no longer practicing. And he was the one, when he was growing up, I thought he was going to be the priest. You know how many times I've heard that, Jerry?
No.
A lot. A lot. I mean, I've heard that a lot. How many times that parents will just, you know, just share the sadness they feel that they were watching their child grow up and they thought, this one's going to be a priestess, and then something changes. So when a young man or woman, when they grow up and they do go on to live out their vocation in religious life or the priesthood, I think it's a wonderful thing, and we need to support it in prayer now more than ever. Because I think you always say it, right, Jerry? They, you know, a lot of our religious and clergy, they have targets on their backs with Satan is after them, and we've got to pray to hold them up.
Absolutely. Need to pray every day. Michael, thank you again for calling from Mishawaka, Indiana. We appreciate that. There's a phone line open and time for you to get on the program. If you have vacation plans that might be altered by the pandemic and what appears that it's going to be another sort of more restrictive measures because of spikes in confirmed cases of coronavirus, maybe you squeezed your vacation in already under the wire. Maybe you're planning to change it in some way. Maybe you're going to just do a staycation this year. Stay at home. 833-288-3986. And a beautiful email here, Debbie, from Vicky. Not an email, but a Facebook comment.
Facebook. Mm-hmm.
And this is fantastic. I'm going to talk about this for a minute because I had not heard of it. Vicky says, I was going to Omaha for a week-long icon workshop, but it got canceled. I am doing the Camino de Santiago virtual challenge. I've done 45 miles, only 435 to go. At the rate I go, about 2 to 3 miles a day walking, I'll be there in February 2021, LOL. Mm-hmm. And I looked up the virtual Camino de Santiago, Debbie, and mm-hmm. maybe we can sort of, I don't know how much you know about the Camino, probably more than I do, but it's just a great place for people to go and walk that 480 miles that it usually takes, but people can't get there this time of year or this with what's going on.
So how does this virtual challenge work? Do you have to sign up for it, or is it online, or where do you, how do you know anything about it, Jerry?
I found a website, and it's The Conqueror. Let's see. I'm going to have to get clear on the website here in a second.
Okay.
But if people do an internet search for Camino de Santiago Virtual Challenge, it says on the website it'll take you 480 miles along the pilgrim's ways leading to the shrine of the Apostle St. James the Great in the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela. And it says each time you complete a distance-based exercise activity such as running, walking, cycling, etc., you advance along the map from France to Spain. And for this challenge, you set up your own deadline up to 78 weeks, and you could do it solo or as a team. Cross the finish line, and you'll be rewarded with an awesome finisher's medal, worldwide shipping. So this is fantastic. I had never heard of this before.
I haven't either. The only thing I did was I read the Camino story that Father Dave Pavanka did. Do you remember that? He wrote about it when he when he walked the Camino. He's now the what's his title at Steubenville? What is
I
he?
Believe he's president of Franciscan University. Yeah,
right. And amazing priest. I know his parents very, very well. I love them. I love the whole Pavanka family. And so I read his story. But this is interesting. So we can actually do this virtually.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that the Camino is shut down. I don't know that it is, but for people go there from around the world all year round, from what I understand, and it is. It's a vigorous hike. It's a lot of people do it, Debbie, as a sort of a penance. You know, pilgrimages.
I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pilgrimages are supposed to have a little bit of a penitential, or maybe a lot of a penitential nature about them. And this one definitely does for people who go there, but it also can be that same way done virtually. Mm-hmm. And there is there's a website here, CaminoDeSantiago.me, CaminoDeSantiago.me is one of the websites you'll find it. But if you just do a search for a virtual search for Camino de Santiago Virtual Challenge, you will find plenty of website information about that.
Does walking the actual Camino, does it take, what does it take, like a week or something, or longer than that, a couple weeks?
Well, you're talking to me, Debbie. I mean, it would take me probably twice as long as everybody. Yeah, no, with my knees and my feet.
Forget it. It's not going to work for you.
That would be a penance, but I would love to do it someday.
Yeah.
And this is just simply a fantastic idea, this virtual challenge. I hadn't heard about that before, so wonderful.
Yeah, well, let's do the virtual first and see if we survive it, and then we can try to plan the real one, okay?
Okay.
Jerry, did you share Christina's Facebook post? I just want to draw the attention to prayer for her family. Did you share that?
I did not. Feel free to do it if you'd like.
Okay, Christina weighed in on Facebook, and just to let you know, tomorrow is our first live broadcast of the month, July 1st. It's also Jerry Escher's birthday.
Oh, it is?
Isn't it? It is, right?
Yes, it is.
I know it is. I'm just teasing. Well, happy birthday, Jerry. We wanted to be the first ones from the... I'm representing the whole Take Two family wishing you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
There you go. We won't ask you how old you are. How old are you?
I'll be 59 tomorrow.
Wow.
And I feel like I'm 35.
Except you can't walk the Camino. Okay.
No, but that's because my body was already broken down when I was 35. So that's why I'm 59, but I feel 35.
Oh, wow. Are you doing anything special for your birthday, or is it just going to be a virtual celebration?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. I have nothing planned. You know, birthdays, you know, when they come along around this time in one's life, and I think you're just grateful to have made it another year. And so, yeah, I mean, if anyone's got any suggestions, email, and, you know, maybe I'll grab one of those ideas and run with it, take2@ewtn.com. And if anybody else shares a birthday with me tomorrow, I would love to hear from you. And it's the feast of St. Junipero Serra, whose statues were just pulled down in San Francisco and Los Angeles. So let us pray tomorrow, especially for the intercession of Saint Junipero Serra. He walked and set up many, speaking of walking, all of the California missions, Debbie, as I understand it, are about a day's walk from the from the previous one, because that's how they set them up at that time. Mm-hmm. And so we owe, and the indigenous peoples owe so much to Saint Junipero Serra, who was very protective of them and took up their cause and was, you know, so what a great day tomorrow to ask for his intercession for all of the madness that's going on in our country.
Absolutely. So join us in that prayer and asking for intercession. Okay, so back to prayer, because tomorrow is our first live broadcast of the month, and it's whom or what are you praying for? It's a very active show, and we need to move very quickly, but prayers are already coming in for this July, because we take it on the whole month. We just lift up your prayer intentions and requests. And Christina weighed in by Facebook. Jerry's waving to you, Christina. My Skype went down, so Jerry's waving to you. Christina's asking for prayers for her daughter. Please join. Please tuck her daughter into your rosary today. She says, we canceled our 9-year-old daughter's birthday trip to Orlando. She is having surgery to have her tonsils removed. And that can be a painful surgery. They are only allowing one parent, and she is being tested for COVID July 17th. Please pray for our family. And Christina's feeling really sad today. So we need to send her a lot of love through prayers and ask our guardian angels to go to her guardian angels to help with this, to just lift their spirits. Christina says she bought her daughter an above ground pool in March, and they swim in the pool just about every day. She had to get creative, and she plays different music, so we pretend we're on vacation. It's the best she can do during the pandemic.
Well, I can tell you, Christina, your best at this time is going to be fantastic for your beautiful daughter. Kids remember these kinds of things. You know, she may be disappointed that she isn't able to go to Orlando to celebrate her birthday, but you know, this will be when she's old enough to kind of look back on this and reflect. She's going to say, my mom was awesome. Mm-hmm. My mom gave me the best 9th birthday ever. Right. And so, you know, feel good about that, Christina. I just want to encourage you to feel good about what you've done. The pool you bought, you swim with her every day, mm-hmm. you play the different music. Mm-hmm. You're really trying to change things up out of the ordinary. And Debbie, I think that is going to be a beautiful, beautiful memory for Christina and her daughter.
Right. And just think, you know, ice cream and ice pops, because what I understand is when you get your tonsils removed, that's one of the things they give you to just soothe the throat and stuff. And so just think about the ice cream, you know, think about that. That'll cheer you up a little bit.
I don't need to be getting my tonsils out to think about ice cream.
True. Okay, Jerry, you're not going to share this with yourself because you just won't. So I'm going to draw attention to you because folks are now weighing in, and they said, Elaine says, happy birthday. Love you.
Thank you, Elaine.
And Christina says, happy birthday. So she knows we just read the message. So thank you, Christina. Happy birthday again to Jerry. It's coming in pretty quick. Ireland. Hi from Ireland. Your program is so inspirational. That's from Frederick.
Thank you all so mm-hmm. much. And I have a tradition I just want to let people know about, Debbie, and this includes you and the Take Two family and the show team and everybody. But on my birthday, I pray for all of you. Okay, I know everybody's wishing me happy birthday on Facebook, and that's beautiful. And I love that. I appreciate that. But I just like to let everybody know that if I'm able to make it to Mass on my birthday, or my rosary and my chaplet, all of that is offered for the Take Two family and the show team. So please know that I'm grateful for your kind words, but I'm returning that to you as best I can through the form of prayer. So,
wow, that is really wonderful. Thank you for that, Jerry. And then just real quickly, you talked about Mass. I just wanted to highlight the fact that EWTN Radio Classics is now temporarily EWTN Radio Essentials, which means you can listen to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. It's celebrated every 2 hours. Okay, rosaries, chaplets, Stations of the Cross, and other devotionals every hour. So all you have to do is go, you can hear EWTN Radio Essentials on smart speakers, the EWTN app, and EWTN.com. So maybe, you know, just start doing that now. Get in the habit of listening to Mass or praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy or pray the Rosary together. Know that thousands and thousands of others are doing it at the same time. There's a lot of power in that. And it's a beautiful thing when we come together as the body of Christ in prayer. And that's why, Jerry, for over 5 years now, we have devoted the first live broadcast of every month to prayer. And we believe in it. And we have seen some pretty miraculous things come out of the prayer efforts. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. No question about that. We not only want your prayer intentions, but we want your praise reports as well. Because when other people hear about your answered prayers, especially when they're very, very difficult, maybe I don't want to say impossible, but really, really serious prayer intentions, and you come back and you say, hey, God granted us this or that or answered this prayer, there are people who are listening who are going to get be heartened by that. They're going to say, you know, I'm not really sure God is listening. I'm not sure if God is hearing me, but you'll be able to be inspired by the praise reports of other people. So.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry, I just wanted to let our listeners know to please like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Please like us. Jerry is doing the final production efforts to an interview that we did with Vera Maria Santo. She's amazing. The ministry work she's doing, especially helping those with same-sex attraction. And we did an interview with her, and it'll be on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. I'm excited about that, Jerry.
So am I. And so the prayer show tomorrow on Thursday, have you had your Job moment? Has your faith ever been stretched to the limit? And then on Friday, the recorded show with Bill Federer talking about independence and the roots of our nation and how our nation got started and how it has evolved or devolved into what it is today. So we're going to be talking about that. In the meantime, I want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. Thanks to Michael, Jeff, and Ryan and the show team. Thanks to you, the affiliates, and thanks to you for listening. God bless.